Today's Amud is Chagiga Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding by the top line on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Amr of Acher Bar Yaakov. So we're in the middle of discussing the different Rikiyim, the different heavens that exist. So on that note, says the Gemara, we spoke about the last sheet that we mentioned was that there are seven Rikiyim, the highest one being the place where there's the Chayos, the different Malachim, the Amr of Acher Bar Yaakov. Now says the Gemara, says of Acher Bar Yaakov, that Oid Rikiya Echad Yesh L'mala Mirashi Achayos. There's really an eighth one. There's another Rikiya that's on top of the heads of the Chayos. And the Makar for that, that there's this other Rikiya, the Gemara doesn't tell us what's there, but the makar that there is another rikia on top of the chayos is the chsiv, as the pasuk says, udmus al rashi achaya rikia keina karach anayra. So the pasuk says lahedia that on top of the rashi achaya there's another rikia. Now says the Gemara that ad kan yesh lucha rishus ladaber. Until this point, we spoke about the shiva rikiyim. Now perhaps an eighth rikiya. Until this point, a person has the ability to even speak about it. Meaning, even if you don't really understand it, even as a mashal ba'alma, even as a mashal, this is the highest place that a person's allowed to even talk about. Mikam ve'elach ein lucha rishus ladaber. From above this point, so then a person doesn't even have permission to even speak about it. Even to say it as a mashal would be like a bizayon. It's so far removed from us that it's so not relatable to us that you can't even speak about it in a mashalim. You're not allowed to speak about it at all. Shekein kasev b'sefer ben sira, like we find in the sefer ben sira, that b'mufla mimcha al tidrash uva mechusa mimcha al tachkor, that something which is removed from you, so you shouldn't darshan it. Something which is covered from you, you shouldn't investigate. That which you have permission to, so that you should contemplate, that you should learn, you should think about. But ein lecha isek ben estares, but you have no business being isek and things that are hidden, similar to the pasuk hanistares Hashem Elokeinu v'haniglois anu levanenu, that things that are nistares are not for a person to even be Isaac with, which was actually a big point when they were printing the Zayar many hundreds of years ago. So this was actually one of the arguments against printing the Zayar, was it says, Nistaris Hashem Elokeinu, Ein Lecha Isaac Ben Nistaris. You're not supposed to have an Isaac Ben Nistaris, so how are you allowed to print Sisrei Torah? Which is why, if you look in the Hakdama to the, if you look in the beginning of Isaiah in the Hakdama, and before the Hakdama, there's a psak din from Rav Yitzchak Daltash where he brings over there a defense to defend printing the Zayar, and he brings different rayas that really it's mutter, and he also brings those that argue and those that ask from our Gemara that in lecha isik ben estaris hanestaris Hashem Elokeinu, you're not allowed to be isik in these things, and he goes on to prove, he brings rayas from different sugyas in Chagiga that it's not referring to all Sisrei Torah. There's a point of Sisrei Torah that you're allowed to speak about. However, similar to our Gemara, it's only above the eighth Rikiya, there's certain places in Sisrei Torah that it's about those points that it says that Ein Lecha Isek Ben Estares. But on all the things that we have Sisrei Torah about, the things that the Arizal spoke about, those things are not included in this Azhara. Those things a person, B'derech Mashal Ba'alma, is allowed to speak about. It's only certain points which the Arizal says that it's only Ad Kan that you have Rishus Ladaber from here and onwards already. So then Ein Lecha Isek Ben Estares, but there was nothing wrong, he says, with printing Sisrei Torah in Taka. That's what we have. We have Sisrei Torah printed. Ein Lecha Isek Ben Estares is going on a certain point. It's not going on the entirety of Sisrei Torah. It's going up on a certain point. That beyond that point, it's about that. It's about from there and onwards that we say Ein Lecha Isek Ben Estares. Says the Gemara Vayter. Now Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. And Am Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "Matshuva hishivata ibasko loisay Rasha." What response did a basko give to that Rasha, which is referring to Nebuchadnezzar? B'shah she'amer, when Nebuchadnezzar said that Ella al bamseav, that I'm above all people. I'm so much greater than everyone. I'm gonna make my place that I live. It's gonna be amongst the clouds, all the way up there next to Hashem. Edam le'elyon, I'll be mamish like a kadosh. Baruch Hu, I'll live all the way up there by the clouds, all the way up right next to the Kisei Akavai, next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Nebuchadnezzar said. So Yatzos Abasko V'Amrloi. Abasko came out and it said to Nebuchadnezzar, that Rasha ben Rasha, you Rasha, the son of a Rasha, ben Benayshal Nimrodai Rasha, you descendant of Nimrodai Rasha, Shaila if he actually was, or it just means in Midas, he was like Nimrodai Rasha, and in what way was he like him? Shehimrid Kol Ha'olam Kulei Allah B'Malchusai, he caused the whole world to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, said the Baskel to Nebuchadnezzar, that Kamash Naisav Shal Adam, how long do you think a person lives for already? Shivim Shana, a person lives generally for 70 years. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Yamesh Naisenu Bam Shivim Shana, Vibigvura Ishmainim Shana, a Giburi lives to 80, but a regular person lives to 70. So now you're, in B'derach HaTeva, you'll live only till 70. Now think about it, Ba'aloi Mina Aretz Adlu Rekia, just to go from this world until the first Rekia, is Mahale Chamish Me'o Ishana, is a 500 years journey. The thickness of each and every rakia is another 500 years. Also between each and every rakia is 500 years. So just to get to the first rakia is 500 years. The rakia is 500 years. Between each rakia is 500 years. Then you have the next rakia. Then you have the between the two rakias. Then you have the next rakia. L'malamayan, even after you finish going through all the rakias, you have the Chayas HaKadosh. Ragli achayis keneged kula. The feet of the chayis are keneged kula. Karsuli achayis keneged kula. The ankles of the chayis are another 500 years. Shoyki achayis keneged kula. The calves, the bottom parts of the legs of the chayis is keneged kula. Rechuvi achayis keneged kula. The middle of the legs, the knees, that's also another 500 years. Yarchi achayis keneged kula. The thighs, the top part of the legs, that's also another 500 years. Gufi achayis keneged kula. Then you have the bottom, the torso of the chayis, it's another 500 years. Savari achayis keneged kulam. Then you have the necks. Rashi achayis keneged kulam. Karni achayis keneged kulam. Their horns are another 500 years. And then lumala me'en, you have the kisei akavod. Ragli akisei akavod keneged kulam. You have just the footstool. The footstool of the kisei akavod is another 500 years. Kisei akavod keneged kulam. And then you have melech kel chay v'kayim ram v'nisa sheikhan alayim. And then on top of that, you have a kodesh baruch hu. V'ata amarta ela abam se. You think you're going to make it all the way up there and you're going to be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achal Sha'ol Turad, Al Yarkas Bor, you're going to go down to the bottom of the pits, you're going to go to the deepest places of Gehenna. Now Rabbeinu Chananel points out that it's a waste of time to go through the Cheshbonos and start to calculate the amount of years that are involved in going all the way up there. He says that these years are part of Sisrei Torah. It's not numbers that we're just to be making calculations about. Chazal already said that a person's not supposed to be mistakel on with regards to what's malamala, right? This is included in malamala. He says that these numbers are all part of Sisrei Torah, and it's useless to make cheshbonos again unless the person's holding it in Sisrei Torah, and then it's negeya for that. The Gemara says weiter now v'loy b'merkava biyachid. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that a person, the way the Gemara ultimately explained this line of the Mishnah, is that a person's not supposed to teach ma'ase merkava even to one person, unless he's a chacham u'mevi midaitoi, a person is not supposed to teach ma'ase merkava. So Tani Rabbi Chiya taught that even though a person is not, you're not supposed to teach Vaisa Merkava to a Yachid, of a Maestro and Lay Rashi Prakim. You are allowed to teach him certain basics, Rashi Prakim, those things, even if he's not a Chachim who may be certain Rashi Prakim, that you are allowed to teach him. And Amr Reb Zera said that in Maestro and Rashi Prakim, Elalav Bezdin, Elchol Mishalibo Yidai Bekirbai. That there's still a Tanai. And even the Rashi Prakim, it has to be that the student, that the Talmud is an Av Bezdin, which means he's a Talmud Chacham, or he's a Mishalibay Dai Bekirbay. He's someone that doesn't act with Kalas Reish, he's someone that acts with a certain seriousness. And Ikadamri, some say that it's not either or condition, it's Vahu Shalibay Dai Bekirbay. It's a Talmud Chacham, it's an Av Bezdin, who's also a Libay Dai Bekirbay, he's also a person who doesn't act with Kalas Reish, even the Rashi Prakim, it's only to such a person. Amr Rav Ami said, in Meisr and Sisrei Torah, El Lamisha Yeshbay Chamisha Dvar. You're only supposed to teach Sisrei Torah to a Talmud who has the following five conditions. We'll read them, we'll explain them later in the Gemara on Yudaladam and Aleph. Yudaladam and Aleph, there the Gemara is going to go through each one of the five and explain what they mean. For now, we'll just read them. They're all listed in the Pasuk in Yeshaya. The five conditions are number one, he has to be a Sar Chamishim, number two, Nesupanim, number three, Viyayetz, Vechacham Charashim, Unavoin Lachash. Five conditions, only if a Talmud who has all five conditions, so then he's able to learn Sisrei Torah, and a Rebbe is able to teach him Sisrei Torah. from here the place can bring, that you see that obviously not everybody has a chiyuv to learn Sisrei Torah. It's only a person who's holding in a certain place. If a person's not holding in that place, then another rabbi is not even supposed to learn Sisrei Torah. Sisrei Torah is not meant for the masses. It's only meant for a person who's attained already a certain level. Now, once a person attained that level, then already he has a chiyuv to learn Sisrei Torah. There's a medrash that says a person's held accountable when he goes up after 120. So part of the din v'cheshbon he has to make in the Beis Din Shamalos, they're going to ask him if he was worthy. If he already learned Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebalpeh, and he's holding already by learning Kabbalah, so then they ask him about it, and if he didn't learn it, he gets punished for it. But again, it's only if a person's really already reached that level that's where he's holding. But until then, so then he's not supposed to be learning such things, like you see from this Gemara, a Rebbe's not even supposed to teach Talmidim if he doesn't have these five conditions. Va'amar of Ami, so before we continue with the topic of Sisrei Torah, the Gemara just goes on a little bit of a detour, now that we mentioned the Drasha from Rav Ami. So again, Vamar of Ami, that Ein Meisrin Divrei Taira La'avi Kechavim. Another halacha of Ein Meisrin Taira, before it was Ein Meisrin Sisrei Taira, now it's Rav Ami saying Ein Meisrin Divrei Taira, meaning even Nigla, a person's not supposed to teach any part of Taira La'avi Kechavim, which is not really an Avi Kechavim, it just means to a guy. A person's not supposed to teach any sort of Divrei Taira to a guy. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Le'asach in l'chol goy, U'mishpatim bal yidou. U'mishpatim bal yidou means don't let them know, don't teach them our mishpatim, our halachis, our Torah. You're not allowed to teach it to a guy. Now back to the topic of Sisrei Torah. Says the Gemara that Amar li Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yochanan told this Talmud Rabbi Lazar. He said to him, Ta agmercha maiseh hamerkava. Let me teach you, I think you're already at the level now, let me teach you maiseh merkava. So Amar li, so Rabbi Lazar said back to Rabbi Yochanan, that lei kashoy, I'm not old enough yet, I'm not at the stage, I'm not old enough yet to learn maiseh merkava. So some bring a raya from this Gemara that you see that there's a minimum age for learning Kabbalah. Only when the person reaches a certain minimum age, famously the Shach brings the Yeshayim Rimu, says it's 40 years old. Others, I believe, Rabbi Chananel here maybe says it's 50. There's different numbers that are given, but the Raya would be from this Gemara that Rabbi Lazar said to Rabbi Yochanan, he said, I'm not old enough. L'maisa, the Marshal learns, not like that. The Marshal learns that there is no age. He just learns that Rabbi Lazar was just giving an excuse to Rabbi Yochanan. Really bad to him. He could have learned it. He was just saying, I'm not old enough. That was just his excuse. It could be that there's really no age, which is L'maisa what you see from many of our Mekubalim, the Arizal, from Chal, and others, who were much younger, even when they died, they obviously learned Kabbalah before they were 40 or 50. It could be there's not really an age. It's not an ironclad rule that a person has to be a certain age, but it is definitely a certain level of maturity and also a certain level of Torah that a person has to already have acquired before he learns it. L'maisa said that's what Rabbi Lazar said to Rabbi Yochanan. He said, I'm not old enough. Kikash, when he got older, so nach nafshid Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan died, and so Rabbi Yochanan was never actually able to teach him Ma'aseh Merkava, because even when he got older, even when Rabbi Lazar got older, and he didn't have that excuse anymore, at that point Rabbi Yochanan was already nifter. So Amar li Ravasi. So Ravasi said to Rabbi Lazar, Tav v'agmarcha Ma'aseh Merkava. Levaisa, I learned Ma'aseh Merkava. I'll teach it to you. Now that Rabbi Lazar was older, so Ravasi said to him, I'll teach you Ma'aseh Merkava. So Amar li. So Rabbi Lazar said to Ravasi that he's Zachai, if I was really Zaycha, if I was really here to learn Ma'aseh Merkava, Gamir to me Rabbi Yochanan Rabach. So then I wouldn't have had to learn it from the Talmud, I would have been able to hear it from Divrei Rav. I didn't have to learn Divrei Talmud, I could have heard it from Rabbi Yochanan, your Rebbe. Obviously, I'm not supposed to be learning Ma'aseh Merkava, which again, the Marsha says was just Rabbi Lazar's excuse for whatever reason. He had reasons not to learn Kabbalah, which is really Shtikl Makar, L'maisa, there are Gedolim that didn't learn Kabbalah. So this would be somewhat of a Makar for that there is such a concept of a gadol knowing that's not his place. It's not his place to be learning Kabbalah. That's the way the Marshal learns the Gemara, and that's what Rabbi Lazar was saying to Rabbi Yochanan. He said one excuse, to Rabbi Asi said a different excuse, but he says it was all just excuses because he saw that it wasn't really for him. So there's a story in Shifchei Ari that the Alshech, he very much wanted to learn Kabbalah from the Arizal, and the Arizal kept pushing him off. He said the Arizal kept telling the Alshech that it's not your place, that you're not brought in this world, in a different Gilgul you already learned Kabbalah, and now it's your job to be Isaac and Pshat. You're not supposed to be learning Kabbalah. And Lamaisa, the Alshech felt very bad. He felt that the Arizal was just pushing him off. He felt that the Arizal was just giving him excuses, like Rabbi Lazar, just the reverse. He was just giving the Alshech excuses that he didn't want to teach it to him. The Ma'isa, the Arizal felt that was what Al-Sheikh was feeling, that he was just pushing him off. So the Arizal said to him, "I'm not just pushing you off, and if you want me to prove it to you, so I'll bring you a raya. What's going to be the raya? This Friday night, I'm going to go out with my chaverim." That's the way the Arizal called his tamidim. He called them chaverim. He said, "I'm going to go out with the chaverim to the sada by Kabbalah Shabbos." They used to go out to the field every Friday night for Kabbalah Shabbos. He says, "I'm going to go out for Kabbalah Shabbos," and their route to go to the field, they used to pass by the house of the Al-Sheikh. So he told the Al-Sheikh, "You wait outside your house, and if you see us going to the fields, so then I'm going to teach you Kabbalah. But if you don't see us, so then you see that I'm not just giving you an excuse, you see that I'm telling you the truth, that's not the reason why you were brought into this world, and this Gogol, you didn't come here to learn Kabbalah, the simon will be that you don't see us going to the field." L'maisa, the Al-Sheikh went outside, he was waiting for the Arizal to pass by, and a deep sleep overcame the Al-Sheikh, he fell asleep, and L'maisa, he did not end up seeing the Arizal and his Tamidim going out to the Sada. So then the Al-Sheikh realized that the Arizal was telling him the truth, he wasn't just pushing him off, and Taku, he put out many Svarim and Pshat based off this. He wasn't Isaac and Kabbalah. So you do see that there is a concept, that there is such a thing of a person not being brought into this world, at least this time around, to be learning this area of Torah. So perhaps that's what happened with Rabbi Lazar. He knew about it himself, that this wasn't why he was brought into this world. Says the Gemara, "Vayter now Rabbi Yosef, have a gamir maisa hamirkava." Now Rabbi Yosef, he had learned maisa merkava, and save the pumbedisa havutanu b'maisa bereishis. And the elders of pumbedisa, they knew maisa bereishis. So each one had one over the other. Rabbi Yosef knew maisa merkava, but he did not know maisa bereishis. And the elders of pumbedisa, they knew maisa bereishis, but not maisa merkava. So Amrulay, so they had a brilliant plan. The elders of pumbedisa, they said to Rabbi Yosef, "Ligmar lan mar maisa merkava. You teach us your maisa merkava, and then we'll teach you maisa bereishis. It'll be perfect." So Amar Luhu, he said to them, "Igmarun li maisa bereishis. So first you teach me maisa bereishis, and then I'll teach you maisa merkava." The maisa, what happened was, is the Savei de Pompadisa, they taught Rabbi Yosef maisa bereishis, and Basard Agmarua, after they taught it to him, so Amrulay, so they say to him, "Okay, fine, now we're ready. Ligmarun mar maisa merkava. Now we kept our end of the deal. We taught you maisa bereishis. Now you teach us maisa merkava." So Amar Luhu, so Rabbi Yosef said to them that no, that of, it seems like maybe Rabbi Yosef saw that they weren't really worthy of learning a Maisa Merkava, and the Maisa says to them that no, I'm not going to teach it to you. The pasuk says Dvash v'chol of tachas l'shaynich, that we darsh from here that honey and milk should be under your tongue, that dvarma metukim midvash v'chol of, things that are sweet, like sweeter than honey and milk, which is referring to Sisrei Taira, Maisa Merkava, you tachas l'shaynich, they should remain under your tongue, you shouldn't teach it to others. Rabbi Avayu Amar Me'acha, a similar drasha, but he brought it from a different pasuk. The pasuk says, "Kevashim l'vushecha, that dvarim shein kevshayinu shel oilam, things that are the secrets of the world, you, tachas l'vushecha, should remain under your clothing, you shouldn't reveal them." So again, obviously, Rabbi Yosef, he didn't make a deal, and he didn't have any intentions, mistama, from the beginning, not to teach it to them. It seems like he realized something as they were teaching it to him, that he couldn't teach them ma'aseh merkava, and that's why he's saying after the fact, that no, I can't teach it to you. So Amru, so the elders of Papadisa, they say to Rav Yosef that the truth is, Taninin Behu Ad V'Yomer Eli Ben Adam. The truth is, we learned already Ma'aseh Merkava. Ma'aseh Merkava is in the beginning of Yechezkel. So they said that we learned until the pasuk of V'Yomer Eli Ben Adam, which is the first pasuk of Perek Beis. So they were really saying that we learned the entire Perek Aleph of Yechezkel. So it's not like we don't have any experience. So Amar Luhu, Rav Yosef says to them, if that's the case, you already learned the whole first Perek, so Hein Ma'aseh Merkava. That is Ma'aseh Merkava. Those, especially the last two psukim, hein, those last two psukim, that is Gufa Ma'aseh Merkava. So there's nothing you need me to teach you anymore. If you learned until the second parak, you learned until V'yemer Eli Ben Adam, so the truth is you already finished learning the whole Iker of Ma'aseh Merkava. That's it. Ask the Gemara, really? The end of the first parak, that's Ma'aseh Merkava. That's hein, Ma'aseh Merkava. Ma'aseh, we learned in the Braisam, that ad heicha naisa merkava, until where does maisa merkava extend until? So Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says ad ve'era basra. It goes until the last ve'era, meaning which is the last pasuk in the first parak. It goes until the last pasuk. So this is not like what Rabbi Yosef said. Here we see that it only goes until the last pasuk, but the last pasuk is not included in maisa merkava. Rabbi Yosef told the Savei de Pumpadisa that the end of the first parak hein hein maisa merkava. That is maisa merkava. But Rabbi said, yeah, no, Ma'isim Merkava only goes until the last pasuk. The last pasuk is not Ma'isim Merkava. Rabbi Yitzchak argued, he said, Ada Chashmal, the word Chashmal happens to be the third word of that last pasuk. The last pasuk in the first parak says, Ve'era Ke'en Chashmal. So the Chashmal is the third word of that last pasuk. Rabbi Yitzchak argued, he said that Ma'isim Merkava extends until that word. It goes until a little bit of the last pasuk, until the third word of that pasuk. But the point is, everybody holds that it doesn't include the entirety of the last pasuk. So how could Rabbi Yosef tell them that the last two pasukim are Ma'isim Merkava? Everybody seems to agree, Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak, they both seem to agree that the last pasuk, at least not entirely, is not included in Ma'isim Merkava. So explains the Gemara that Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak were discussing something else. Ad ve'era, let's say according to Rabbi, ad ve'era magmarina. Until ve'era, Rabbi was saying that until there, that's ma'isim merkava that a person's allowed to learn, normally. Mikan ve'elech masrin and rashi prakim. From then and onwards, from ve'era and onwards, so then you're only allowed to teach just rashi prakim. But even then, only to a chacham u'mevim midaitai. But until ve'era, when Rabbi said that Ma'isim Merkava is until Ve'era Basra, he meant that until there you could teach it normally, but Mikam Ve'elech Masrin and Rashi Prakim. Ikad Amri, some have a different tarot, it's similar, that Ad Ve'era Masrin and Rashi Prakim, it's until Ve'era, that's when you could teach the Rashi Prakim, and Mikam Ve'elech, from then and onwards, so then it's Im Uchachim Umevi Midaitai in, and Eloi Loi. So then it's only if he's a Chachim Umevi Midaitai. Until Ve'era, you could give over Rashi Prakim even to someone who's not a Chachim Umevi Midaitai. From Ve'era and onwards, so then it's only if he's a chacham and maybe midaitai, but there's no cash on Rabbi Yosef. Ma'isim Merkava does include the entire last pasuk of the first parak of Yecheskel. That which Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak said seemed to have been saying otherwise. They were talking about certain nekudais with regards to how it could be taught and how it could be learned. Now ask the Gemara. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, we said that Ma'isim Merkava extends until Chashmal. Umi darshinan bechashmal? Do we really darshan the word Chashmal? Do we darshan that part of Ma'isim Merkava? Vahu yenuka the darsh bechashmal? There was a story with a child who was once darshaning the Chashmal. Unafka nura v'achalte, and a fire came out and it consumed the child. So you see, it's a very dangerous thing. How could you say that we could darshan until Chashmal? We see from the story with this child that darshaning chashmal was very dangerous. So says the Gemara, Shani Yanuka, Delav Mate Zimne. Over there it's different. Really a person, Be'etzem, could darshan chashmal. The child wasn't holding there. It wasn't Mate Zimne. He didn't reach his time, which either means in years, in experience, in knowledge, whatever it is. He wasn't yet holding by a place that he was able to darshan it. Since he did it prematurely, so Taka, there was a punishment, a result, that the fire came out and consumed him. Now says the Gemara, Amr Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said that Baram Zachar Oisei Ish Latoiv. The truth is, Baram means the truth is. Bartanura and Meila, it says Baram is Be'emes. So the truth is that Zachar Oisei Ish Latoiv, that there's a certain person that should be remembered, he should be Zachar Latoiv. And who is that? V'Chananya ben Chizkia Shemai. His name is Chananya ben Chizkia. So what did Chananya ben Chizkia do? El Malehu, if not for him, Nigna Sefer Yecheskel, the entire Sefer Yecheskel would have been hidden away. If it wasn't for Chananya ben Chizkia, we would never have a Sefer Yecheskel. The reason is Shahayu Dvarav Soisra and Divrei Torah. There are many psukim in Yecheskel that seem to be steerers to psukim that we have in the Torah. The Torah will say one thing, and the pasuk in Yecheskel will seem to be saying something else entirely. Mamish Soisra. So Ma'asa. So what did Chananya ben Chizkia do? Halulay Shloish Shalish Me'ayis Garvei Shemen. He had brought up 300 barrels of oil. Of Ba'aliyah, and he sat in an attic with this barrel, with these barrels of oil to light it, to have light, to be able to see. V'darshay, and he darshan the entire Sefer Yecheskel to make it, to answer it up, so that there shouldn't be any stiras. And because of that, now we have Sefer Yecheskel that it wasn't hidden away. If we had all those stiras, so we would have hid it, because it was Seisr Divrei Torah. But being that Chananya ben Chizkia was able to darshan it and explain it, that there's no stiras, and then we were able to keep it. So that's why Zachar Oisei Ish L'Tayv. Now, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Maisa betina gechon. So there's a story with a certain tinek. Shaya kairi bebeis rabbi besefer yecheskel. He was reading in his rabbi's house. He was reading the sefer yecheskel. Vayamevim bechashmal. He was darshening chashmal. He was understanding. He knew what he was talking about. He was understanding chashmal. He was darshening it. The yatsa eish mechashmal usarfasoi. And like the story we had before, perhaps this is that same story. A fire came out and it consumed him. Like we said before, he wasn't mate zimne, even though we understood what he was saying, but he wasn't mate zimne. So a fire came out and it consumed this child. Ubikshu lignai sefer yecheskel. So because of this story, because of this child who was consumed by the fire from darshening chashmal, so they wanted to hide sefer yecheskel. They said it's a dangerous sefer. However, Amr lam Chananya ben Chizkiya. Chananya ben Chizkiya said that no, don't be gainezet. This Tinek was a super chacham. He was extremely wise. He was a big chacham, big Talmud chacham, and he knew how to darshan and be maven bechashmal to the extent that a fire came out and it consumed him because he was a matei zimne. But that doesn't mean other people who read Sefer Yecheskel, they're not such chachamim. When they read it, they're not going to know what they're talking about. If you don't know what you're talking about when you read it, so then there's nothing dangerous. It's only dangerous if you're maven. If you're not maven, which is most other people, so then there's nothing dangerous about reading it, and therefore there's no reason to be gainezet. And we'll end with this, as the Gemara, Mai Chashmal, a little bit of a dangerous question, after we just said that someone who's maven bechashmal, a fire came out and consumed him, the Gemara says, now Mai Chashmal, the pshat is the Gemara here is not coming to explain Chashmal, the Gemara is just coming to explain what does the word Chashmal itself mean. Just pash a pshat, what does this word Chashmal mean? So, Amar Rav Yehuda explained that it's a combination of the words Chayos, Eish, Memalulais. That the Ches from Chayos, the Shin from Eish, and then the Memlamin from Memalulais, it comes from this word that's Chashmal, Chayos, Eish, Memalulais. It's the Chayos that Eish, Memalulais. Fire comes out when they speak. Memasnisatana. In a brisa we learned a different shot. Also, it comes from different words. Itim chashos, itim memalois. So the ches shin from chashos, the mem lamin from memalois. They're itim chashos, itim memalois. They are sometimes they're silent and sometimes they speak. B'shah shadibur yaitzim epiyah kadosh baruch hu chashos. This chashmal when a kadosh baruch hu is speaking. So then kaviyachol when a kadosh baruch hu is speaking. So then they're quiet. U'b'shah she'ein adibur yaitzim epiyah kadosh baruch hu. When dibur is not coming out from the mouth kaviyachol of a kadosh baruch hu, so then these malach, then this chashmal, then they're speaking.